We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from our top, Maskif Lo Rav Zeira. We had in our Mishnah that if someone gives a behemo or kelim to someone to watch, it gets stolen, and instead of making a fight about it, he pays for the item. The shomer says here, yeah, I pay for it, here, it was stolen, I'm paying for it. So halacha is, if you find the ganiv, the one who gets the kefil is the shomer. He gets the kefil. And the shaila was, how does he get the kefil? So Gemara says, because the owner is makna him the kefil, because it's worth it for him to get to be confident about the principle, and he knows for sure he's getting that, and therefore for the kefil, he's maskim that if it happens, that a ganiv, if it happens kefil, it goes to the shomer. And Shaul was, has he have shakinyan? How can I makna you now? The kefil. So Gemara says, no, very simple. When I give you the animal, I'm making a tanai with you. If you land up paying for this animal, so from today, it's yours. And since it's yours, so now when it was stolen from you, and therefore they pay kefil to you. That's what Rava said. So maskil Rav Zeir, if that's the case, so let's say, for example, you gave the behemoth to the shomer in January, and it got stolen in March. So now, it turns out that in March, he says, by the way, it was stolen, here I'm paying you for it, it was my fault, whatever it is, here I'm paying you for it. And then they find the ganav in April, so he gets kefil. Now, it turns out, from January, the shomer owned it. So who gets any gizos and vlodos, which are any babies that were born, and any new animals that were born from this animal, and any of the wool that they took off, belongs to the shomer, it turns out. Because he owns it, l'ma freya, now, from January. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about that, it just says about kefil. Maskla was there, yachi, afilugiz, asav, lesanami, that's also belong to the shomer. Alama tanya, why learn the braisa? Chutzmikiz, asav, lodasa, says in the braisa that he gets the kefil, but he does not get the gizis and the vlodis. So what's going on here? If we're saying now that the imaknehim, not just the kefil, but the whole behema, lumafreya, so he should get the gizis and the vlodis also. Zakhtimar, alama rab zera. It changes Rav a little bit. He says that it's like I said, I'm giving you everything, the kefil, but not the goyisev l'esav. So it's like this. You're making a kinyan on the animal, but you're only getting kinyan on the animal from today for the kefil that's going to happen, for that shvach. But other shvaches, not. On my pasko, vos epis, he didn't say anything. We're saying just what the guy's das is. Why would you say that that's his das, that he wants to makna the kefil and not the vlodos? So the Gemara says, because ovid inish, the makna shvacha, the megufa, and shvacha does v'amma ovid inish, the makna, shvacha, the megufa, ovid inish, the makna. The pshat is like this, when someone is makna the shvach, he's makna shvach that comes me'alma, like kefil, that's what he's giving to you. But the stuff that comes megufa, that much not. That he doesn't give you already. He's only makna to you things that are from the outside. But in the behemoth itself, that much he's not giving to you. Anything has to do with the behemoth himself, he keeps it for himself. That's really his. But he's saying, the stuff that comes alma, no problem, you can have it. So he's making really a kinyan on the animal for the kefil. Now, it's not really becoming yours legamri, like Rava said. That's mama's yours legamri from Lemafreya. We're saying Lemafreya, it's yours in regards to the profits that it makes, for example, kefil. But anything that comes from itself, that is not makna. And this the Gemara says, because that's the storm of the milsa. A person, it could be tzavar and das, he doesn't associate the outside shvachim with the animal. Anything that grows on the animal or comes from the animal, that he associates more with the animal being his, and therefore he does not makna that. But anything that comes, like extra credit, that comes from the alma, that he gives away, and therefore, that's the chazaka. That it's worth it for him to accept the keren and give away the kefil, than not to have a suffix about the keren. So that's the pshat. Now, Mishnah, how you claim the kefil. It's pshat number one. Ikadamri, Omer Rava, Nase ka'oimeloi. Again, the problem over here is that it's makna dovah shabalaylam. So if we have to kind of the animal, the problem is that you can't be makna the animal after it's stolen already and the guy paid for it, then at that time already the animal's gone. You can't be makna anything. So the shah was, what's going on here? So the first heretz was, it goes my freya, that's how it works. Now we're going to say, it still goes my freya, but a little bit less than my freya. Ikad amri, amur rava, it goes retroactively, but a little bit less, not all the way back to the mesira, But Igad Amri, Omer Rav Anasik or Imeloy, I'm telling you when I give it to you, when you make a kinyan on it, when I give it to you, Likush a Tignaif, if it gets stolen, Vatirza, and you're going to be nice, Vatishlamani, you're going to pay me, someone can give us a Knuyulach. Then, right before the Gneva, it's Kona to you. And I can do that. I'm giving you over the animal now. I'm saying, it's going to be Kona to you, right before, if you pay for it, the right before it's stolen became yours. So what are we gaining with this pshat? We're gaining with this pshat is that there's no shayla of Gizos of Vlados. The kasha was, what happened to Gizos of Vlados? That was the problem with Rava's pshat. Because Rava learns that you're makna the entire behema to the person, and you're not going to be machalic. This I'm giving you is not, the whole behema is yours. So the question was, the whole behema is yours from January, so all the Gizos of Vlados you should get. So Rava says, no, I'm giving it to you now, you make a kinyan on it. The kinyan is that when it gets stolen and you pay for it, it's going to be yours from right before the Geneva. Likusha Tignoi, Vitirta Shemeni, Samuch Ginevasak Nuyulach, Samuch Ginevasak will be calling to you. My Benayu, what's the difference between two Pshatim? My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Kusha de Rabzera. What we're gaining is Kusha of Rabzera. There's Kasha was Gizas Vladas. Fidelish Nambasra was no Kasha about Gizas and Vladas, about the wool shearings and the Vladas. And the babies. Because there, you only make them samach ginevasa. That's when you gave it to him. It was stolen right after it was stolen. So that's one afkamina. If you lost the shakam, you have the kasha. If you're present on the kasha. Inami, the kaima ba'agam. The second shot is that the afkamina will be like this. That when the ganav stole it, where did he steal it from? If he stole it from the agam, which means it wasn't from your property, then it will not be kaina. Why? Because you have to make a Maisa Kinyan right before the Gneva. Now, where's your Maisa Kinyan? So if it's in your Chatzar, so since I made it tonight with you, that if you pay for it right before the Gneva, I'm giving it to you. So if it's in your Chatzar is kind of for you. And the Chatzar is kind of for you. But if it's in the Agam, which means it's just in the swamp, it's not in your property, B'shas, the Gneva. So right before the Gneva, how are you kind of it? Where was your Maisa Kinyan? I in a Taina. Let the Maisa Kinyan I make in January work for later. So Rashi answers that the Gemara Ksuba says that if you say Mashaykh Parazu and you shouldn't be Koina until after 30 days, you're not Koina. Unless, because it's called Kolsa Kinyana. The Kinyan is gone. It has to be in Yochatzah. So if the Kinyan, if the first Lashon, since the Kinyan is from Lema Freya from January, so then you had a Mashiach right then. So it works. But here we said, you made it up tonight in January, that if it gets stolen, you'll get it right before, in March, right before it was stolen. At that time, where was your Maisa Kinyan? It wasn't your Chatzah, it was in the Agam. So that's not an afkamina between two Lashonis. So the two afkaminas and two Lashonis are, first of all, the Gabi Gizis law is between January and March. And number two is, if it has to be standing in your Chatzah, for Shas when it was stolen in March. That's the afkamina. But upon him, what comes out from our sugi is, that the reason why the Shemi gets the Kefil is, because there's a Akna. It's given over by the owner to the Shomer, and he lets him have the Kefil, either because he's makna him the behemah according to Rava, or according to Rav Zera, he's makna him the shvach of the behemah. When he makes a kinyan of the behemah, he's kind of the shvach on the behemah, the prophets that come alma al kaponim, you're kind of in the behemah. So tomorrow, it says in the Mishnah that the Shomer pays. So then, I didn't swear, the locha is that you get the kefil. Shemi gets the kefil. Because in this case, the bailim is maknim the kefil. And not sadi, the bailim is maknim the kefil to the shemi. Arm chiyab avarm yechnon, loy shilim shilim amas. So it doesn't have to be extra pays for it. Elekimin sha'amba harini mashalim. Once he says, you know what, I'm going to pay for this. Ava pisha loy shilim, even though he didn't actually pay yet, and then the ganav is found, he gets the kefil. For example, the owner comes to Hashem, where's my behemah? He said, it was stolen, I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it, don't worry. I'm paying for it. And then a few hours later, they find the ganav. The shomer gets the kefil. Because once he agrees to pay for it already, then you have this haknah that the bailam is giving you over the kefil. The Gemara tries to bring a raya to the shayla of Rabbi Yechanan. If you have to shilam amish or even Harini Mishnah was enough. Now, I looked at our Mishnah, Shilem L'Rotz L'Shavav, so if the Shomer pays and didn't swear, then he gets kefil. Mashma, Shilem in Lo Shilem Loi. Dafka if he actually pays, not if he says Harini Mishnah. Eimer Sefer, blessed is Sefer. Sefer says, when don't you get the kefil? Nishpa V'Loi Rotz L'Shalem. If he swore and he patterned himself and he didn't want to pay, Taimod l'rotza, because he doesn't want to pay. Harotza, just rotza alone, apishloishilim. So it's mashma and mishta, both mashmois. And the reish is mashma, dafka if he pays. The safe is mashma, even if he doesn't pay extra, he just says he's going to pay, it's enough. So elamaha, lekel mashma not. There's no right for mishta, but Rabbi Yechanan says that's the fact. Rabbi Yechanan says that's enough to say, Arayni shilim, Arayni mashalim, I'm going to pay, even without being mashalim l'maisa. Zog the Gemara, Tanya kava said Rabbi Yechanan. I have a raya from a brisa, like Rabbi Yechanan. The brisa says, Asecha parah mechaveiroi, someone rents a parah from his friend, v'nignava, it was stolen, v'omar, halo arayni mashalim, I'm going to pay. Ve'inei nishba, I'm not swearing. Now here, be'etzem, let's say v'seicha we hold is like a shem v'socha, and he's chayav v'gnei v'veda. Still, he says he's going to pay, he still gets the kefa. Why? Because he could have lied and swore that it was nenas. And since he doesn't do this, the Bailam also is very happy about this. We'll see in the Brayson first like that, that it's not only in a case where the thing that happened was a p'tur, and he said he's going to pay, that's when the Bailam is makna. Even in a case where the thing that happened is makes him chayiv. But Maisi, he didn't try to get out of it. He didn't try to lie and answer. That alone is goodwill, and he's happy, the Bailam is happy, because the Bailam's biggest priority is to make sure he has his principle. And therefore, if you're going to be willing to pay, I am makna to kayful. So that was the case of the Yasekh part of Mechaveir, when Nigva got stolen, oh my law, Rain Mishalim paying for it, Rain Mishalim, I can swear that was Nensa. Vacha Nimsa Ganiv, Mishalim Tashlume Kefal Lesaycha. The law is, you're going to pay Kefal to the Saycha. And what does it say over here? Omar Halo Harani Mishalim. So first of Bryce, like a Rechon, didn't say he paid for it. He said, I'm going to pay. First Halacha, like a first of Bryce, like a Rechon, that Harani Mishalim is enough. Omar Papa. Shoy Mechinam, Kivon Sha'omar Pashati Maknele Kvela. So Rapapa is going to say, oh, we're going to bring down these halachas that we just spoke out, that even in a case where the thing that happened is something that's Machayev the Shomer, but the thing is he pays for it without making a fuss, the Bailam will give him the Kefa. And even though it's something that is Chayev for. Omar Rapapa, Shomer Chinam Kivon Sha'omar Pashati, he's masking that he was Pesheya, which makes him Chayev. The Bailam gives him the kefil. Why? What's so special about this? The boy he could have parted himself with gneva aveda, and he didn't. So that's enough of a reason that the Bailam will give him the kefil. Same thing comes to Shem Yisachar. Shem Yisachar, even though gneva something is chayiv on, if he's masking that was stolen, the owner is makna the kefil. The boy parted nafshev with shvura meisa. He could have parted himself with a oynis. Oynis shvura meisa means a oynis. That it died, it dropped dead, had a heart attack. And still, you could have said, you know, I had a heart attack. Instead, you said it was stolen. The halacha is that you get the kefil because you're masking to pay for it. Shoyel, show my reini mishalim, but a shoyel that says I'm going to pay, loy makna like kvela. Why? But my have a mitzvah nafshei. How could he pat himself? What could he have said? Mesim machas malacha? He could have said it was died by itself. Mesim machas malacha l'shriach. It's not shriach, so therefore, it's not a taina that he would have thought of so fast. He's not so big tzaddik by mimaskim. Everyone knows the shoyel is chayiv and everything. He didn't think of that taina. So therefore, it's not so special that he's willing to pay right away because it's possible that he has to pay. And therefore, according to the first lashon at least, the Bayam does not have to. The Bayam is not makna kef on such a case because here there was loy shchiach tika taina to say it was meis machas locha. It's not a common way of the behema losing the behema. And therefore, here, if he says I'm going to pay, there's no hakno of the kefil. Igadamri, no loss on our papa is. Igadamri, no papa. Shel nami, kivin shama reini mishalim. If he says I'm going to pay, makni le kefilah. You do give the kefil. Why? The way you put nafshe meis machas locha, you could have put himself with meis machas locha. So we have two rapapas. First rapapa says that by a shoyel who says that he's going to pay, there's no hakna of the kefil. Why not? Because meisim achas lachas l'shriach. Second lachas says no. L'maisa, I could have patted myself meisim achas l'lacha. So therefore, there is hakna of the kefil. Rav Zvid argues a little bit. Omale Rav Zvid hocham abaya shoyel achi yishalim. He says shoyel, if he just says areini mishalim, you don't get the kefil. A shoyel has to actually pay. My time. What's the reason? Hoyel v'chal anah shaloi. Since the shoyel is really taking he's getting the favor. He's not doing a favor for the owner. He's getting the favor. Yes, chol nashalo means he's not paying for the animal and he can use it. He can use for free this car. He could use it for free for a month. No rent, nothing. So here's Kol Nashaloi. The Bayan wasn't giving him the kefal so fast, but the Bura le'makin le'kveila. With the Bura alone, we're not making him the kefal until he actually pays for it. So it'd come out, in a case where he says, I'm going to pay, he didn't say Meis Machas Halacha, obviously he won't get the kefal, because he has to actually pay for it. That's what comes out, Lefira of Zvid, he has to actually pay for it in order to get the kefal. Both Lashonis are Papa. Is he arguing on both Lashonis are Papa? We ask if the first Lashon maybe it stims? Second Lashon is totally arguing. Second Lashon says the Reina Mishalim alone, you get it. Here it says you have to pay. If you're the first Lashon, you want to say the what? That if he says the Reina Mishalim, maybe the Papa would agree, the first Lashon. Yeah, very good. It could be. We'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. From the Gemara, they'll still get to that. What Papa holds in the first Lashon. We got to be Harini if he actually pays. First Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei Derav Zvid. We have a Braisa. It's a continuation of the Braisa before we had about a Seicher. Remember we had a Tanya Kavasei Derav Yechanan that says a Seicher who says that it was stolen and he says, I'm going to pay, just as I'm going to pay, the law is that you pay careful to the Seicher. So Tanya Kavasei Derav Zvid by a Shoyal says, HaShoyal Parah Mechaveroi V'nignava. Someone steals a parah from his friend. This is someone borrows a parah from his friend. V'nigin, but I got stolen. V'kidem ha-shoyel v'shilem. The shoyel went ahead and said, no problem, I'm paying for it. And I gave you the money. V'achanim tzagan, v'sham, the sumi kefil ha-shoyel. You pay kefil to the shoyel. So here we have a brice like our zvid. Clearly, that by a shoyel you have to pay. V'kidem ha-shoyel v'shilem. You paid it. So the list of comedy our papa we were just discussing, is this a kasha on the first lashon? Remember, if you're first lashon, the papa said that someone says a reini mishalim, the shayol says a reini mishalim, he's not get kefal. Okay, that's not a tufta, because maybe the only reason why you don't get kefal is because he said a reini mishalim. But if you paid, maybe you get it. List of comedy rava vadi lo yavet yufta. Why? Because here it's shilim, so it's better. Here, if you act, the shayol actually pays, then there's haknov of kefal, because he actually paid. Lishna Basra, our papa, lame the avatir of the why? Because the Basra papa says, Harini Mishalim alone is enough. Why need Shilim? Here it says, you need Shilim. You have to actually pay. Harini Mishalim, Rav papa says, the second loss is enough. And that's void not like that. So, Lishna Basra, lame the avatir of the why? I'm like, papa, me alima mestisim diktani Shilim. Our mission says Shilim. Well, Kimna, we still said it means Ba'imir. Hachinami here, when it says, Vakidem Hashayel Vashilim, also say it means Va'omar. So Akimna Baim Akanaim Bahama. Somewhere knows. No dimyan. Me dummy in the Mishnah Hasan like Tani Kidem. I say word kidem. Haha Ktani Kidem Vishilim. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you my kidem, kidem Bahamar. No, so Mar says, no, you can't say it either. Why? Hamidik Tani Gabi Saicher. It says in the Bryce of Saicher, which we said is maybe a continuation, or they were said together. We'll see in a second if that's true. By Seicher, it said, that Bryce we have before, it said, Va'amar halo hareini mishalem. Don't say v'kidem mishalem. V'gavi shol says v'kidem. Shema v'no dafka k'tondi. That's dafka here. V'kidem mishalem is a kasha on the second round papa. Freit the Gemara, midi gavi dodi tanya. You think both prices are set together? Sherlinu l'tanoi, the Be'er Abchia v'Be'er Ba'ishya. So they went to ask the Beis Medrash of Rav Chia and Rav Ishya. We know any brisa that was said had to be certified by Rav Chia and Rav Ishya, because the Tosefta are the extra brises. But the Tosefta of Rav Chia and Rav Ishya, those are ikra. The Gemara says in Pesachas Chulin, "Kol mesnita loy misniya beibar Ishya Rav Chia loy tosav Rav Ishya." You can't ask the kashim there. You have to ask them. They were the bakiim and they were the masadrim of the Tosefta. So they went to ask the Tanoi of Beir Rav Chia of Rav Ishya. Va'amri gabi adodi tanya. They said, no, it was set together, and therefore it's taka tyufta on to Rav Papa. Now, so that's what's coming out, that the second lashon is taka tyufta, because Rav Papa says that the word is hareini mishalim is enough for the second lashon. And we're saying over here, no, you actually need shilim. But if you're the filish takama, it's not shver, because shilim is better, and there he'll be masking that you're kind of the kefil.